Gesù.
All right. Who's going to sit on the door? Do you know, I've met lots of people in Moscow. And it weirded me out, man. It winded me up.
After the military.
I'm going like, people in Moscow, you know, because there aren't any people in London. There are only dogs. So, people in Moscow who go like, "Ooh, you mustn't swear, it's terrible, ladies will faint." And I go, "Well, in England, you know, every fucker swears, the Queen. And so there's a big difference. We call it eloquent vituperation. You know, and you call it cursing." So it's like this, I'm just saying, I eloquently vituperate and swear my arse off. You know, loads. So if you hate it, there's the door. I'm not insulting you, I'm just being me. Don't edit me. I speak like I speak. Here's some English language for you. See if you recognise it. To be or not to be. What? I wrote that. It's good, isn't it? You like it?
Congratulations. Some more.
Maybe I should quit while I'm here. Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming. I hope you've enjoyed my recitation. All right. That is the bear bodkin that makes calamity of so long life. For who would fardels bear till Burnham Wood do come to Dunsinane, but that the fear of something after death murders the innocent sleep, great nature's second course, and makes us rather sling the arrows of outrageous fortune than fly to others that we know not of. Wake Duncan with thy knocking, I would thou couldst, for who would bear the wits and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the blah blah blah. This big kind of, I put my cup of water on here, so I can't the big blob, 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 which his pangs might take if the dead waste in middle of the night, when churchyards yawn its customary suits of solemn black, but that the undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveller returns, that'd be Moscow, breathes forth contagion on the world, and thus the nature who, you, of resolution, like the poor cat in the adage, is sickly to hurl with care. And all the clouds that lurred o'er our housetops, with this regard, their currents turn awry and take the name of action. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. But soft you, the fair Ophelia. Ope not thy ponderous and marble jaws, but get thee to a nunnery. Go. That was written by a man called Mark Twain. Do you know, can I just tell you a little story? How did women come to smoke? How did women come to smoke as much as men? Kuritsa Zioshka. Right, there you go. How did they get them to do that? There's this whole bunch of people that smoke the heads off like, "Oh, smoke, 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 we love it. But we're men, we smoke. Men smoke, ladies stay at home and look after children. They don't smoke." So, an advertising agent went, "Oh, that's bad. There's 50% of our market out there not smoking. We want women to smoke and make loads of money." So, he's going, "Right, how will we get women to smoke?" So, they got ladies that were very attractive, nice and lovely. They got them to stick some cigarettes down their knickers, right, and then pull their skirts down. And at a given point in time, that was preordained, they pulled the skirts away and went, "Hey, now then, get me fags out." So, bam, they lit them, woo, and held them up like this. Now, what's that look like? Any Americans in the house? Yankee, go home. That'll reveal. No. All right, so the little Statue of Liberty, innit? Statue of Liberty. And there's a headline in the newspaper the next day. Torch of Freedom.
Cigarette.
So that's why women smoke, right? And here's my smoking poem. She's got loads of invective and eloquent vituperation in it, so don't like it, there's the door. God, you taste like someone's asshole, and you make my fingers brown. When I suck you, fuck you, haunt me. In your noxious fumes I drown and die every time we seduce ourselves into the snotty labyrinth of yellow lung into the core of voluptuous envelopment, into the fat swathe of symbiosis, into the mirror of degradation and lies. We go there willingly, your corpse and I literally melt at your touch. She didn't like swearing, look. Give up all knowledge for the sake of your kiss. Relinquish my sanity, manhood, ambition. Descend into the hall of wishing. Become gloomy as dis. Fall into the ghostly dawn of hot suppression with the abject willingness of slavery. Make my freedom of choice as worthless as a good intention. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. On some wet Wednesday, when there's fuck all on the television. And the best thing my bleating brain stem can come up with is some puny tremble of a promise to set myself up in the bipolar face on one hand, the other hand, of maniacal derision. God, you smack of puerile raving, crushing me behind the velvet curtain of lost adolescence or bicycle shed of regression. Fool me like the deluded child I am and teach me the goldfish lesson, the one I forget for 7 minutes every half an hour whilst gagging on your miasma. Blech. You switch me off with floods of bleakness, make me walk this woeful plank, turn my consciousness to wank. And so I choose to simper gladly at your merest glib behest. I will stop you being angry. I will stop you feeling sick. I will give you floss and candy. I will take you on a trip. I will be your favourite shag. Sucky, sucky, suck, suck. You, you, you. My love is like a smelly fag.
Scooby, gooby, goo.
Okay. I'm doing this for your entertainment and my edification. Started writing, using a mobile phone as a pen, so to speak. So the great thing about it is that they're limited, short, won't go on too long. And it's brilliant as well, so you don't have to have all this, holy shit, loads of paper, and you can just sit there and go, like, oh, the poem. And I'll send it to someone, therefore it will be published. So, this is what I wrote on my way here. He is dead and flown away. It's called Passport Photograph. You know, look at your passport. Who's that? How did they let me in the country? Don't worry, they'll soon be throwing me back out again. Hello.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Can we have a chat? It's so appropriate, mobile phones. The mobile phone book. He is dead and flown away. Good things came, he's in his grave. Only the picture of his trace remains. He is dead and quite forgotten, beheld in glass and going rotten. Exercised, removed, revised, tired of the misery, the losing, the lies. He's gone to that heaven in his pallid eyes. He is dead and went. Boom, boom, boom. Hang on. My dear, no one knows by which moonstone. He is locked beyond your fear, sepulchred in memory's tomb. Look at his silence, touch his brow. He is gone, just like the snow. You meet people, right? And they just attach themselves to you. They attach themselves to you. Vampires, I call them. Limpet minds, you know. You say, hello, it happened to me in the club, didn't it? I was there. And there's all these babushkas there, these really dear ladies, and they're having a good boogie.
And they're going like, oh, you know, you speak English? And I was going like, well, occasionally. So they're like, right, you know, come back to my place then. I don't want to come back to your place. Dear lady, you're nice and everything. It's not just them, it's all sorts of... Me, I like to live in a broom cupboard. I like my own space, my own company. I don't like people! Well... So, I especially don't like people who ring you all the time at 3 o'clock in the morning. They send you texts, bloody texts! Texts, texts, texts! You know, monkeys in spacesuits, that's what that is. That is the metaphor for the disparity between psychological evolution and technological evolution. Text, 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 text. And it's going, you know, it's going to Mars and back, and it's really complicated, and it's using quantum mechanics, and what do they say? Do you want the shag? You know, so, this poem is called Not Now Svetlana. It's about people who can't keep their fingers off the fucking text buttons. Put your top on and wash the floor, dear. I don't want to touch your body. What do you want? Stoeta, stoeta, stoeta! What do you want? Not now, please, Sveta! I'm having a meditation. Not now, please, Svetlana. I'm having an amputation. Not now, please, Sveta. Your timing could not be less better if you were having sex with a chicken in a cave in Novokuznetskaya. You ring me in the bath. You text me on the bus. You bring me all things daft. Bother and worry, bother and worry. Fuss, fuss, fuss. You imitate a puss. Meow. You are such a limpet. You are my bedbug baby. I'm your little trinket. Keep me in your pocket. Paint me on your sweater. Just when you least expect it, the phone rings incessantly. Brings you like a vampire to me. Just when I'm bribing a judge. Just when I'm eating some fudge. Just when I was about to forget. Dring, dring. Not now, please, Sveta. I'm having an epifit. Not now, Svetlana. You're making me look a twit. Not now, please, Sveta. I'm drowning like a witch in the mirror pool of your obsession. In the stagnant mud at the bottom of your ditch. Not now, not now, not now, Svetlana. You always call me when I'm feeling serene. Just to knacker my scene. What do you want, dear lady? You're just like Charles Bukowski. Not now, not now, not nowski. Can't you see? I'm having a baby. I'm making a gravy. I'm picking a daisy. I'm dreading an eternity of hell. Oh's. From those who just don't know who I am and how I can't stand being abused by you and him and her and them. Those who can't tie their own shoes and who don't give a damn. You may call me a liar, but there's no smoke without chick fire.
One moment, ladies and gentlemen. This man, last evening, last evening is a finished cigarette. It's not true with women with cigarettes. It's you smoking now. No smoking, one day.
Yeah, you're trying to explain. Yeah. All right. You know, I'm all for people who want to smoke. Do your own thing. This poem is for Vladimir, and it's especially for Vladimir. And he's told me to refrain from diving on the piano, but I don't know if I'll be able to do that. Where is he? Vladimir.
Who's Vladimir?
Vladimir. Vladimir is the respected, you know, patron of our club, the man who we all know and love. Who's Vladimir? Goodness sake. Alright, if he wants to hear it, then he'll just have to pin his ears back. It goes like this. One must always be drunk. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I get it.
So as not to feel time's horrible burden that bows your shoulders and breaks you down, one must get drunk without ceasing. With wine, with poetry, or with virtue. As you choose, I choose vodka! Vodka! He's my heroine. Makes me smooth and loose and... balmy. Brings me tears of integration. On it, I am cool and charming. Vodka loves me through the night, the longest night, the coldest morning. Fixes me, improves my sight. Vodka makes me hard and horny. Vodka is my den of vice, my winning way, my drug of choice. Vodka is my god and kick. Vodka is my lover, brother. Makes me warmer than my chick. I can't let go, I can't come off it. I'm a hero when I'm on it. Rocket fuel, the buzz, etc. Vodka is my fun and frolic, fantasy and rage on detra. Vodka is my gin and tonic. Vodka is my philosophy. Vodka makes me whole and healthy. Vodka makes me dance and skip. Vodka makes me smart and wealthy. Vodka takes me on a trip. Vodka gives me energy, smooths my truths, my introspection, stops the worst from happening. Vodka smooths my futile gestures, stops my nerves from rattling. Oh, vodka! Vodka cures me of my cancers. Vodka is my babe, my hero. Vodka is my smack, my dope. Vodka is my crack, my Nero. Vodka stops me worrying. So maybe, maybe I'll elope and live in sin with vodka. Vodka, vodka. God, oh, give me vodka. She can be the death of me. She can make my kidneys bleed. Doctor, doctor, give me vodka. God, oh, give me vodka, 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 give me vodka, 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 give me liberty. Take me, like an advert. Piss my bruises to their grave. And if at some time on the steps of a palace in the green grass of the kitchen, a bleak and lonely, pathetic solitude of your room, you are awaking when drunkenness has already abated. And ask the wind, the wave, a star, the clock, all that which flees, all that which groans, all that which speaks, all that which sings. Ask them what time it is. And the wind, the wave, a star, a bird, oh, the clock, they will reply. It is time to get drunk. More.
What about whiskey?
Thank you very much indeed. That's it for my performance tonight. I'll quit while I'm ahead. Thank you for attending, and I didn't mean to offend anybody, so take it easy. Peace to you all.